Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
And I'm Big Nick.
And welcome back. This week's episode, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to do a mukbang. Yay. So we decided to go get some Jamaican food because neither of us have tried real authentic Jamaican food. So in Nick's plate, she has oxtails, fried plantains, and rice and peas. And then in my plate, I have curry chicken, garlic potatoes, and Rasta pasta.
Yum, yum.
So, the only thing I have tried, I have had oxtails and I've had fried plantains, but not Jamaican, cooked by Jamaican people.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're just going to dig right in and we're going to answer some questions. Shout out to everybody on Instagram that gave us some questions. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we're going to go from there.
Well, let me get my prep work together.
Okay. First. She's going to tie back. Okay. She's got to make herself a bib. She has somewhere to go after this. So as for me, I just am in my moo moo per usual. All right. This is the curry chicken. So we're going to give that a bite. Ready?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
Very good.
Okay. How do you even eat an oxtail? I'm just so confused here.
So there's a bone in the middle, and you just kind of peel the bone off. You're probably going to have to use your hands.
I was given very much neck bone.
Remember when we went to brunch in Atlanta, and I got the oxtails?
No.
Oh, okay. This is good. Curry chicken, not too spicy. It looks like there's some peppers, potatoes. Lots of seasoning.
I'm not getting the hype, guys.
How do you feel about it?
It's giving roast beef. I give them pot roast.
Well, it's beef, so.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm getting a little bit of difference.
Even though they say it's oxtail, it's just cowtail.
Oh, okay. Well, it's definitely giving pot roast for sure. It's definitely hella fatty, and I'm not really into that. I'm gonna eat it. I mean, okay. I don't know why y'all be acting like, but I mean, okay. I'm about to move this.
As for me, I think it's fire. That's good, I think. Okay, while we're eating, one of the questions that we had was, if money and fear weren't obstacles, what would you be doing with your life?
Sleeping. Professionally.
Professional nap me, please. No, seriously.
Like, I'll submit to whatever sleep studies you got.
I bet you probably could do that somewhere. Be a professional sleep studier.
I don't know about the plantains.
No? So plantains kind of remind me, well, I don't know. They just kind of taste like themselves. They're very sweet.
I mean, they're very much sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that could have been, I don't know what the texture is supposed to be. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I just feel like it's fried plantains.
I think so.
It's not even fried.
Yeah, like they're not crunchy.
Okay, that was just special.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Some firmness to it.
I dropped into my curry sauce.
It's not giving banana either. But, and I'm not mad at that.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like bananas at all. I think it's good. It's kind of, there's like a hint of banana, but it's more like salty, and then there's sweetness in it. I love plantain chips. Those, I think those are good. Okay, what would I be doing if money and fear weren't an obstacle? I would be solo traveling the world by myself, book a one-way ticket, and never look back. Money isn't so much an obstacle because I know you can do it affordably. There's ways you can do it cheaply, but in my older years, I like a little bit of luxury in my life, and I just don't know if I'm cut out for the hostel lifestyle of like living in apartment style, living with complete strangers. But anyway, I would love to travel the world. I would love to do photography worldwide and practice landscape photography and stuff like that. But life keeps me here stateside. So, how do you feel about the rice and peas?
I'm trying to figure out where the peas are.
So,
these are rice and beans.
Right. So, I feel like...
It's the red beans and rice.
Yeah. So, the peas aren't what we traditionally think of as green peas.
Okay.
These red things.
It's
so.
Definitely it's a pinto bean, and it's definitely a red beans and rice.
Ooh.
I'm not mad, but...
Right. It's good.
Red beans and rice.
Very good. Okay, do you want to try some of the curry chicken?
Let me go ahead and handle this up.
Okay, I'm going to try the Rasta pasta while you're sucking that down. Mmm. That's spicy. Woo! That's hot. That's very hot. That's good. I like that. But it's hot. Hold on, guys. I got to get my water. Ma'am. Okay, let's do another question. You had this one. You wanted to know movie and or TV deaths that we haven't got over.
Okay.
So while you're eating, I'll say mine. Yeah. So it's basically an entire movie about death. but the movie is called What Dreams May Come. It was released in 1998, and it stars Robin Williams and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay. What's it called?
What Dreams May Come.
Okay.
And remember, your mic is not by your mouth, just so you know. So, ooh. Yeah, very spicy, right?
Ooh, I was like, got some kick to her.
got some kick to
ooh.
Her. So, the basic summary of the movie is... the basic summary of the movie is... A man dies in a car crash and he goes to heaven. And while he is in heaven, the movie depicts him in heaven. Cuba plays what I believe is God. And while he's in heaven, his wife commits suicide due to the grief. And because she committed suicide, she gets sent to hell. So the whole movie is about... Robin Williams choosing to go to hell to try to save his wife.
I've never heard of this in my entire
life. It's an absolutely beautiful movie. It is tear-jerking. Like,
and I call myself a Robin Williams fan.
Oh, we're going to watch it. If I can find somewhere to watch it, we're going to watch it.
Depressing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. But anyway, so that's one of mine that...
Okay.
Because it just...
What was the character's name? Do you know?
The
whole premise of the movie.
So the character's name is Chris. Okay. That's who Robin Williams plays.
So were you more torn up about Robin Williams dying or the wife committing suicide while he was dead? Or
it just everything that happens of like him trying to go and save his wife's soul. And it's the message of basically like he loves her so much that he would forsake... eternity in heaven to try to go and save her. And it's beautifully done. The whole movie, the way that they depict heaven, it looks like an impressionist painting, and it's just beautiful. It's a really, really good movie. So what about you?
Opie's death in Son of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Do I need to say it again?
No, but just get closer if you can. Yeah.
That tore me up. Yeah. I was not expecting it. And I was Jax like watching. I feel like he was behind. I feel like Jax literally watched. Like, I haven't watched Sons of Anarchy in a long time, but I know that shit messed me up.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, I feel like we were like watching it from like behind of like, maybe he was in another room. Do you remember what happened?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've got to the part where he's died, but it's okay.
Well, I've been trying.
It's okay.
Maybe watch it. I've been waiting 2 years for you to finally get to the point that Opie died.
Did I get to that point?
It was literally tragic.
I think maybe I did. And maybe that's when I was done.
Oh, tragic. I'll never get over it.
Okay, well, spoiler alert. So if you don't know how he died, don't keep listening. How did he die?
They beat him to death. In jail.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I do remember. Yes. 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 That was awful. Okay. Yes. It's coming back. I do remember that. Yeah. That was terrible. And I think I got to like over halfway through the seasons and I just kind of fizzled out on it. But I'll revisit maybe. Okay. I'm going to try the garlic potatoes. I do kind of wish they cut these up, but they're pretty soft. What do you like the best so far?
The rice and peas.
That is very good. They just taste like stewed potatoes, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing special. I like the Rasta pasta, but I need like a cup of milk with me.
It's too much. Way too much.
It's very spicy. Okay. Game of Thrones character deaths that we could not get over. Hodor, obviously.
I don't remember it.
You literally wrote it down.
I know. That was just me being toxic. I don't remember it.
It was like one of the biggest turning points in the entire series.
So that like somebody was tore up by it. See me? Yeah. Look at me being a relatable queen. I don't remember. But what I do remember is that
door.
Red wedding.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I was literally gagged.
Yeah.
Sorry if you haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, but at this point.
Yeah. How have you avoided?
I'll never get over Catelyn Stark. Never.
Uh-oh.
Also, if you watch Grey's Anatomy, George's O'Malley dying, like 007, like I remember literally boo-hooing. Like, literally, I had to literally take a mental break from everything, like, to get myself together. And the fact that it took so long for them to figure out that it was George, and it was like, it's literally 007. It's George!
I don't even know what any of that means that you just said.
But the people who do, the people that get it, get it. And the ones that don't, don't.
I'm honestly surprised that you were a Grey's Anatomy fan.
I loved Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Until after Derek died, and then I was just like, y'all are pissing me off. Because really, at that point, literally everybody that was worth seeing was dead. I don't know. I could be wrong. But when Loretta Devine's character died on Grey's Anatomy, Richard, a gem. That was the one. That was the one. Mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy was just literally emotionally exhausting for me. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, let's do another question. My iPad is not loving me right now. I pulled this one off of like, I don't know, I just Googled introspective questions. It says, do you act differently around different people? Why or why not?
You want me to go first?
Sure.
The answer is yes. If I'm more comfortable with you, I'm going to probably talk more, be more goofy. If I do not know you, I probably will not speak. I probably won't talk. I'm very reserved. I like to protect my space and my peace. So I'm one of the type of people that has to fill a person out. And if you give me good vibes, I will open up to you and you'll be able to see more of my personality. And if I don't vibe with you, you won't get much past me. I mean, I can always be cordial, but if you are weird, I'm not going to chop it up with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I definitely act differently around different people. And I've done that since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mirror people.
Mm, okay.
So when I get around certain friends, and I've done this since I was a kid, I start acting like them. And I think that kind of goes back to me not having siblings. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I don't know, just like always, like I didn't know how to grow up, how to develop my own personality, I've always done it. So for me, I feel like the people that I work with in my professional career, they get the most authentic version of me because I don't have any outside influences. Mm-hmm. Whereas like when I'm with you, I pick up on some of your habits and mannerisms, or when I'm with my other friends, same thing. I think it's a Libra thing though. We mirror people a lot.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I've been around you for a long time and I've been around you. I feel like I've been around you in different settings, around different sets of friends.
Yeah.
I feel like you're consistent across the board, but
yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Well, okay, that's good. Because I think I beat myself up a lot of like feeling like.
I feel like you're the same through and through. Yeah. I feel like, again, like our inside jokes, of course.
Yeah.
We know when there's a certain, like sometimes our inside jokes that some of y'all may not be privy to being a part of because they're just a little risque and some people might not take them how we take them. So, of course, I'm not going to be out with at work saying the things that we say amongst each other.
Fat sack of shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, if I'm in front of my work friends, I'm not going to call you a fat sack of shit. Because you're going to be like, why would you say that? She's beautiful. And, like, you don't get it.
You don't get it. We degrade each other on a daily basis.
But, like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're the same through and through, personally.
Well, that's good.
That's just
so, and I definitely think, especially with like you were saying, like behind closed doors, mm-hmm. I feel like, and I don't know if you feel this way too, but like with your romantic partners, I feel like they bring out a different side of me as well. And I feel like they don't see the way I am with my friends. They see a whole different side of me. And I feel like they would judge me if they saw.
I do feel like my romantic partners see me in a different light because I'm just more in my submissive woman vibe of it all. You're not going to see me. I mean, when you get into a long-term relationship,
yeah.
I feel like, yes, you're going to see all those things. So my previous relationship before this, which was a long-term relationship, he saw everything. He heard everything. I mean, I would be on the phone on speakerphone and just talking.
Right.
Either get with her, get lost. We were locked in at that time. So,
yeah.
But of course, I mean, you are always going to get submissive, quiet. I'm lying. I think I'm the same through and through. I might tone it down just a little bit, but.
Yeah. You're pretty consistent across the board.
I don't know how to not. It's too much.
Okay. Someone on Instagram asked, how do we feel about tattoos?
I think tattoos are beautiful. I think they're a wonderful way to express yourself. I have one tattoo, and that was one and done. I have a low tolerance. I can't tolerate pain. Pain is not enjoyable. I don't like it, and I'm not. You mean you want me to lay there and let you drill a needle? Like, from what I'm understanding about tattoo guns or needles, prickling you over and over, like, that does not sound like a good time for me. I have a low pain tolerance. I have my one tattoo, and it's a matching tattoo with one of my best friends.
Not me.
Not you. And shout out to Mac. The only tattoo I have, and I will not be doing it again. Well, for my boo, we have discussed it. So we'll see how Delulu I am if I ever get
not that
tattoo.
Delulu, bitch. I will not let that happen. Love you. So for me,
stay tuned.
For me, I love tattoos. I think they're cool. I think they're a great way to express art, all that stuff. But personally, this is curry chicken.
How are we going about it?
It's good.
What's
I just get it, babe. Do whatever you need to do. Careful. Well, there's a bunch of bones. That's the curry.
It just tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Curry is just a seasoning, babes. So, yeah, I personally don't have any tattoos. I don't think I'll ever get any tattoos. And there's a myriad of reasons behind that. I have very sensitive skin. I have a fear that I'll be the one person whose body rejects it and I'll lose an entire limb. I'm paranoid about stuff like that. And there's just nothing that I really like enough to have on my body for the rest of my life. I can't even decide. This paint color, it took me 10 years to pick a paint color for this room. You think I can decide what to put on my body for eternity? Absolutely not. So, but other than that, I think they're cool.
Okay.
Just not for me.
I wish I could tolerate pain because I probably would have some. Cause I think they're aesthetically, they're cute.
Yeah.
Again, I just don't have the pain tolerance for it. I just could never.
Gonna go for the Rasta again?
Yep.
All right. Another person on Instagram asked, is there anything that you regret in life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something specific?
Whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Give me a break. You go first.
Okay. Too hot. what I feel comfortable sharing that I regret, I wish that after high school, I would have just taken a leap of faith and went and traveled abroad, studied abroad, something like that. But I think you get in that mindset of like, okay, I have to go to school. I have to go to community college and then transfer to a 4-year university and then get a degree and go to work and have babies and da 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 da. And that's just not realistic at all. So I think I regret not having explored the world more mm-hmm. early on. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, on the same hand, had I not chosen the path that I did, I wouldn't be set up the way that I am now, where I have a little bit more financial freedom to go and do that. Mm-hmm. So.
I regret two things. Mm-hmm. I regret not taking school seriously when I had the opportunity and it was a free education. I was too busy playing games and just being happy that I had freedom that I did not fully take advantage of the opportunity that was laying in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I had. Because now, in my 30s, having to pay out of pocket to go back to school. Rather, when I would have just done it in my 20s, buckled down, got my head down, did what I was supposed to do, I could have been more established and I would have had it done and it would have been for free. So I wish I would have took advantage of that. And that was merely just out of just pure ignorance and being 18 years old and literally having to make a life decision. And of course, when you are still have a child's mindset, making those type of decisions, you can fumble them. And I feel like I fumbled them. And in hindsight, I wish I would have focused and locked in, which I'm sure a lot of people were like focused and locked in, but I was too busy smelling myself at that time. So it wouldn't have even hit anyways, but I wish I would have done that. And the second thing I regret, which kind of almost coincides, but in general, putting a man's, before anything, not even before, it's just boys are a distraction. I feel like there's a lot of things that I could have done and I could have achieved if I was not trying to please a man or keep a man or all of that,
or just have the influence of, well, I'm in this relationship and if I take this path it might affect my relationship. Yeah,
I mean, I've always been kind of a I do what I wanna anyways, mm-hmm. but I feel like having the distraction of my man, I could have been focused on something else that could have been more productive. Mm-hmm. And if my man was down for me, we could have worked through, or he could have been my support helpmate during this. But I mean, and there's nothing like specifically that I'm talking about. I just feel like, I mean, when you're young and you're a girl, I mean, you're boy crazy.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have not been, but I don't know if you can really stop that as a young woman and young lady.
Well, I think especially like growing up in the South where we do, like there is this predetermined path mm-hmm. that we are given of like, you go to college, you marry your high school sweetheart, you have babies, and then you just spend the rest of your life doing that. And I think for you and I, like we kind of rebelled against that mm-hmm. due to circumstances and relationships not working out or, you know, whatever. And everything kind of gets turned on its head and you're like, oh, well, okay, well, if I'm not going to be getting married and if I don't have any kids yet, or like, okay, well now what, you know? So it's, you kind of come to find yourself and figure out like, maybe I shouldn't have let another person determine what my future
was. Or it might not even be another person, just another influence. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being focused on what I should have been focused on. That's the only thing for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm still have attained great greatness, and I don't really feel like I necessarily like have just been like boy crazy where I couldn't achieve anything. I just feel like I could have been, I mean, you know, I might have had like 20% over here and 80 over here. I maybe could have dialed it back some and really locked in for real.
Yeah.
But I've also always been like, please don't ever get it twisted. I've never been in the business of trying to keep somebody that don't want to be kept. But I mean, when you're in love or you think you're in love, you just mm-hmm. got the goo-goo eyes and you just want to be with your man and you just want to all that stuff. So it was a distraction, I feel.
Yeah. But everything led experience. Us to this point in life. It
builds you to be the person that you are today.
Absolutely. Okay, someone on Instagram asked, do we believe in ghosts? Yes, I do. I don't know if I believe in, you know, like the boo ghost, but I do believe that when we die, energy is transferred, and where that energy goes is unknown. I think we can make a lot of assumptions, whether that's religious assumptions or spiritual or scientific, whatever the case may be. The bottom line is nobody knows, because no one's come back from the dead and no one's been dead and come back to, you know, in theory, right? So, yeah, I do think there are spirits out there. I think spirits can get trapped in the middle ground of the afterlife and hear the physical life on Earth. I have had some encounters that were questionable, but then again, it could have just been my mind playing tricks on me. Who's to say? But I do think it's fascinating, but also I have to kind of be careful because, again, nightmares. What about you?
I wouldn't say ghosts, maybe spirits. I do believe that after death, your soul leaves your earthly vessel, and your soul goes to heaven, and then the body is the empty vessel. So, yes, I believe that there is a capacity for your soul to leave that. I do also believe that some vessels are left behind. And some mean good and some mean bad. And the ones that kind of get spooky with me are the ones that mean bad for you. I've not looked more into it because I get a little scary and shaky. But what I do know is I believe in God, and I also know that he will protect me. And my great grandma always told me, if you ever feel like something is going on, you start praying. So there's never been a time where I start feeling like something was spooky and I didn't quickly, okay, expeditiously go into the Lord's Prayer over and over and over until it's off me, okay?
Right, right.
So that's where I'm at. You can be good or bad. I just know I'm covered. Okay.
Okay. A question I had, or something I wanted to talk about, was our nicknames and their backstory. Okay. So, do you want to go first?
I don't feel like I have any nicknames.
Now I can sit here and name off plenty.
I don't have I have names that I've given myself or aliases, but nobody calls me anything besides either my government name. Or the shortened version of it, which is Neek.
What's your mama call you? Exactly.
Okay. So that's literally the only nickname.
Okay.
So my mama calls me Pooh.
Pooh.
I don't know why. I think because I feel like I looked like a little Pooh bear when I was little. And I had the little round little face. And I just was a cutie little pie. I'll show you a picture of the one that literally pops into my head every time I think of Pooh. But...
Can I name off all your nicknames that I know you as? Sure. Neek.
Mm-hmm.
Ija. IJ. Neek Nasty. Twerk Franklin. Twerk Franklin is my favorite of all time.
Keep God first.
And then the obvious, Big Ass.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call each other. I mean, Big Ass. Big Gal.
Can't help it.
That's mainly all of them.
I feel like I've given myself IJ is when I'm at work and when I'm in work mode. Because I just don't have any time for people trying to butcher my name.
Yeah. Oh wait, can we? Monica.
alias. I don't like going to Chick-fil-A and like, what's your name? I don't feel like doing all that spelling and pronouncing.
Mm-hmm.
Monica. Monica is my alter ego. If I'm ever out and somebody's asking for my telephone number, it's Monica. Monica works for me, and they love Monica when she's out. I also, before Monica, my nickname was Vaseline.
Stop.
Vaseline, V-A-S-L-Y-N. If you know, you know. Vaseline was a hit, but it used to get a little complicated with Vaseline, which was like, that defeats the whole purpose. Because they were like, what's your name? I was like, Vaseline. And they were like, what? Like, Vaseline? Yes, that's... Ha ha he supposed to get it, but people were taking.
Is it like a drag name? No. Like how drag names are like a play on words?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just Vaseline, like Vaseline.
Okay, stand you. Okay, for me, I felt the same way of like, I don't have a nickname. My name is not nicknameable. So I had to come up with like all the things like my parents call me or things that I have been called by my friends. So My daddy calls me, since I was a little baby, he calls me his pumpkin bunny. Don't know why. I'm sure there is a story behind it, but something about a little bunny in a pumpkin patch. I don't know. He called me his pumpkin bunny or my initials, LC. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, he's always called me LC. Mm-hmm. But once I got like into high school and stuff, the, what was it, Laguna Beach show on MTV or whatever, the main character there was LC. And so I felt like everybody was like, oh, you're just trying to copy her. Like, no, she's not the only human on the planet with those initials. But all right. And then a nickname I got in college was L.O.
L.O. Not Doyle.
Doyle. Sorry. Another inside joke. Not affiliated. And then what Brooke calls me is Pooch. She's called me Pooch for God forever. And then, yeah, Big Ass and Big Gal. So we don't have a lot of nicknames. We just have like things we call each other. But as far as like what other people call us, nobody.
Yeah.
Hell, people in my real life don't even call me Shriver. So
like, most of the time I'm literally being called by my government. And it, yeah, is jarring every time. I'm like, who? I feel like I'm in trouble.
Right.
But if I'm out and about, if I hear somebody be like, IJ, I know that somebody from work and I know to get the fuck on.
Right.
If I'm out and about and I hear somebody say Monica, I know I lied and told somebody that was my name and it's probably a man that I don't want to see again, and get duck for cover.
Dip and dodge.
If I hear Neek, I know you probably gang. If I hear Aja, I know you gang. Yeah. If you were, my government name is usually my mama. No, my mama usually calls me Pooh. If you, my government name, you know me like as on associate level.
Mm-hmm.
More like a high school.
Yeah.
If you, we grew up together type.
I feel like I call you your government name more than I call you. You call me my full name and I call you your full name. We don't really, yeah, unless we're calling each other big ass. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. And I think you added this. If you could be any animal in the wild, what would you be and why?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go first?
Yes, please go first, because I don't know.
I chose, actually, my baby asked me this morning, and I thought this was very poignant. And I was like, ooh, not me, coming up with the, at the drop of a dime. I said a Black Panther, very much Bagheera from the Jungle Book. I feel like they're majestic, they're beautiful, they're very covert, low-key, but can be fierce when they need to be. I know that they sleep in the trees, so I just, my dream is to like just kind of like be in a hammock in the, just in the trees, just chilling, or just on a branch, just elongated and beautiful and black and glorious and shiny. And the eyes, I feel like it's in the eyes for me. The sex appeal is there. She gives. So.
Yeah. probably for me, I'm surprised you said that. I thought you were gonna choose a water animal because you're literally a water baby.
Well, I might have said dolphins, but, you know, they're questionable. So
they have a bad reputation.
They have a bad rep. So, and I would say orcas. I'm obsessed with orcas.
Yeah.
Ever since Free Willy, I have been down. I love orcas, but I heard that they were savage.
Yeah, I mean, they're killer whales.
I might be a orca.
Maybe. if I had to choose, I would be a bird. I don't really, probably a big bird. Because if you think about it, birds don't have a lot of predators.
Velociraptor?
Fine. Birds don't really have a lot of predators as far, like the bigger meat-eating birds, so like a bald eagle, a vulture, falcons, stuff like that. A hawk. Probably, or maybe a parrot. A parrot would be kind of cool. They're really pretty. But I just want to fly. Like, I think it would be amazing to be able to fly, and I have dreams about flying a lot.
Okay,
so yeah,
cute.
Don't know so much about eating insects though, and regurgitating them into my offspring's mouth.
Eat like nuts.
It's mainly insects.
I mean, that's on par with
I think. All right, that's about nuts. Well, that was the last question today, folks. That about wraps up this episode. We appreciate you guys for watching.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for continuing to come back and to interact with us. Be sure to follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
all the things,
Amazon Music, everything is Sounds Good Radio. We're trying to get more active on Instagram, to get more followers on there, to get people to engage. So we're going to be doing more Q&As because we want to know what you guys want to know, you know, talk to us, let us know. So yeah, we enjoyed this time with you guys and we're going to go take a load off. So yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.